Welcome to the podcast of Fruits of the Amazon, an ambitious project to reforest the degraded areas of the Brazilian Amazon with over 100,000 trees already planted. My name is Charles and today my guest is Horacio Luz, forestry engineer, agronomist from Izalqui USP, also researcher and business investor, who is also participating in Fruits of the Amazon. Horacio, welcome. And today it would be good if we could talk a little bit about the palm trees and not related to fruits that the Amazon produces.
Thank you for this great opportunity to share my experience and concerns and what I can feel and dream for the future of our forest. Okay. I'm returning from 2 weeks inside the forest in the mouth of the Amazon River when it meets the ocean in the great Marajó Island.
Which is bigger than Switzerland.
Yes, it's a fantastic swamps and buffaloes and a lot of jungle creatures and amazing forest there. But I'm very impressed with the presence everywhere of the palms.
Okay.
Palms is the main tree in Amazon. We have more than 300 species of palms there. And I believe that we can discover and find fantastic plants, fantastic palms. Unexplored.
What well, one of the advantages? They're usually quite quick growing. A palm tree can produce fruit in 3 years.
Fast now. Growing and very easy to collect, to harvest, and I believe that's very profitable.
And they produce not only fruits but also
more products,
other products,
more than fruits,
such as
the fibers.
Yes.
The leaves is used for build roofs,
right.
Homes, is important local uses. Yep. But
artisanato.
Yes, artisanal handcrafts materials, yes. And it's very important for the local economy.
Mm-hmm.
But we can look for other benefits, other products, multiple uses as special chemical substance as oils, resins, and some
extracts
used for special cosmetics.
Shampoo?
More than that. Creams that for use in France, in Switzerland, in England, and very expensive products and much more. Many times more profitable than the simple fruit or the simple nut.
And let's have some. We've talked. Everybody knows about acai, Euterpe oleracea, which has a fruit and an oil. But tell us about some other of the exotic palms, which could become as famous or well consumed as acai.
I believe that some species that is very spread in the forest. A lot of them, millions of hectares covered by Buriti.
Okay.
Is the Mauritia genus.
Yes.
And Bacaba and Patauá and Pupunha.
Okay.
And Murumuru.
Mm-hmm.
Some mysterious different names.
Presumably, Patauá, it must Patauá. Be an indigenous name.
Yes, indigenous names, but. Yes. They have a fantastic oils, and the pulp of the fruit have vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a good taste?
Yes, delicious flavors. I'm a fan of some of them. They have a flavor, the taste. Remember chocolate, remember cappuccino, remember exotic flavors, very delicious, but we can explore, we can plant, and we can produce new products.
On that note, we shouldn't forget that cocoa actually comes originally from the Amazon, Teobroma cacao.
I have a client exporting for Germany native cacao from the border of the rivers in swampy areas. Mm-hmm. In past, they haven't used for this that areas, but they discovered that some varieties of cocoa,
Teobroma
can grow very fast and very easy there.
Even in wet
yes.
areas. Okay.
And is a great potential for organic products and fine chemicals. And we must you look for these products that can give you more value for your forest.
Okay, so I mean, I think this is, we've obviously discussed this many times, both in English and in Portuguese, that the objective of Fruits of the Amazon is to generate that value for the forest and to show people around the world in America and Europe that the forest has much more to offer than just wild animals or big trees like the Brazil nut tree. Bertolacci Excelsior.
Oh, yeah.
But the palm trees is interesting because I think that may be an area that's even less known but has even more potential. And acai is a great example of that, which has become well known outside Brazil in the last 20 years.
The more I know it.
Yes.
But we can use some of this new, I call new species.
Yes.
That we can mix and use it in projects, not only acai, but other three or four or five species, very potential species of palm trees.
Right.
Among other species and broad-leafed trees and timber trees and palms, using for fruits, for other products.
Sorry, go on.
And we believe that the value of the forest can increase some projects as our project. We can multiply the value of the forest and the products using more palms. We must use palm trees.
Okay, I think that's tremendously interesting. We all know the health qualities of acai, that it's good, it can reduce heart disease and cholesterol and increase the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. It has fantastic health benefits. What about the other palm trees? Do they have health benefits in the same way, or have they not been studied yet in the same way?
Vitamins and for the blood, and for the lungs, and for the heart, and some initial results for your brain, okay?
That's what I need.
Thinking palm fruits, eat daily palm fruits.
Okay, it's been wonderful to talk with you about this. I hope we talk some more on another day about palm trees. Horacio, thank you for sharing your knowledge and understanding. And
we
thank
will
you.
Return here. Thank you very much.
Okay. And thank you to our listeners. Your ideas, comments are always most welcome because you need the Amazon and the Amazon needs you. Please access our site, fruitsoftheamazon.com. Thank you.